Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, clearly my government name, which I only said that in order to satisfy the guy who's on the other end of the phone here and in the studio, Rob Barrick.
I still need a catchy name.
Yeah, you do. It's just not as catchy as mine.
No, it's my real name, and it's not catchy. I need something catchy.
You do. You do.
I don't know. I will come up with something. You know what? I'll have you come up with something.
Oh,
no,
boy.
No, wait a minute. I retract.
You might not want to go there.
Boy, that was a dumb idea. Talk about
that,
like, dumb ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't often have dumb ideas, but that was one of them.
That is subject to everyone's own interpretation, I suppose. But anyway.
I withdraw the comment of allowing you to make to come up with my nickname.
Probably the best retraction decision.
Mm-hmm. One of the worst things I've ever said in my entire life.
Perhaps so. Yeah. Gotta say.
Yeah. Top three.
Yeah, very, very likely. Very likely. Yeah.
But anyhow. Yeah, no, I appreciate our, like, 15th consecutive show. I look forward
to it. Did you really count
now.
It?
Because I think I said 8 last week. So I just come with random numbers and just spew them out. You know.
Oh, got it.
42nd consecutive show.
Right, but that's definitely shortchanging us on the number of actual shows, just the consecutive streak.
Yeah, no.
Right.
I would say we've done hundreds of shows together.
Yeah, I would think you were accurate. Yeah, as for just radio shows alone, not including our, you know, live streams, because then the number would just be astounding.
Yeah, we could be into a thousand.
Yeah.
I think that would be accurate, but I think it's definitely been, I think, since September. So, you know, our streak is really solid, and we actually threw in a couple extra shows as well during our Halloween fun time. Our seasonal holiday of choice for Live Paranormal is definitely Halloween time. You know, you say happy holidays and people think, you know, it's October. Why are you saying happy holidays? And, you know, for our genre, that is the cream of the crop for holidays is October. Halloween.
Yes, for sure. Which is all year, quite honestly, for me. Although I did not decorate as much as I have in the past, there are some decorations that I do keep up all year. You know, so as the witch is in on my door to my room, you know. Certain ones are.
So many ways I could go with that right now, comment. But I'm going to just let that go too.
Probably another good decision on your part. I'm proud of you, quite honestly.
I have grown. The consecutive
stages
allowed me to grow.
That's good. That is good.
I'm almost in double digits now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
I swear I'll be 10 by maybe 3 or 4 shows from now. I'll act at least 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the, you know, I think overall, you know, we bring a quality podcast, and that's one of the, I'm hoping, which I don't think is going to be the case, but, you know, I always hope that when we have our guest on tonight, the reason why he decided to come up with his own podcast was because he was on our show previously. And he just had so much fun that he's like, oh my God, I got to do a podcast. That's my thought process. I don't think it's accurate.
Probably not, but that's okay. We'll find out.
But he was like, man, those two really, you know, have it going. You know, they're witty, they're smart. He was probably couldn't even sleep afterwards because of the excitement of being on the podcast. And then he's like, I got to do one. But
I, you know, okay.
That's just me rolling with some scenarios that might be possible.
It is true. It could be possible.
Yeah, I would say probably not, but, you know, I like
probably not, but, you know, if that's how you've got to take it in your mind in order to, you know, get up and function and do the things you have to do in a day, I'm sure that would be okay with everybody.
Well, if you recall, our special Halloween guest, Bridget, we had her on, and I had asked her if her being on Live Paranormal years ago was the foundation of her whole paranormal existence. And
I think she just laughed.
I don't think she said yes, but I think
but she didn't say no.
She didn't say no. You know, because that was like 7 years ago, and now she's a paranormal podcaster. And
that's true.
I'm pretty sure when you look back, that's where she got to start, was on Live Paranormal. So, you know, it all comes full circle. So we'll see if it came full circle for Gary as well.
Yes, yes. And everybody's like, who's Gary? Because maybe they are, you know, just tune in regularly and perhaps they did not see our, you know, promotional pieces, which if you didn't, I don't know how you didn't. But, you know, in all fairness, maybe you didn't. So they might not know who Gary is.
Well, they'll find out soon enough.
Or you could tell them.
Is he in the queue?
He is not in the queue yet. No.
Well, then I'm not going to tell them yet.
Ooh, mystery.
It is a mystery.
It's a mystery. Yes. Yeah, he's not in the queue yet, but he is now. Or somebody's in the queue. Someone's in the queue.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. That's definitely not the number I was expecting. So,
yeah, so we'll let it ride out.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that.
I think we'll let it ride out.
Okay. That's fair enough. Perhaps we just had a random, you know, a random secondary Gary call. Secondary Gary.
You know, we've, you know, that's the one beauty about our system. And we've had our system for quite some time. And you've encountered that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you've had somebody who you thought was a guest but really wasn't the guest because you can also call it through your mobile devices and listen that way. And
right.
So I think on one of your other shows that you had did before you decided to join forces with me, though I might have suckered you in. I don't know how. I would love that.
I did not understand what you just said.
I didn't say anything.
No, you were talking.
No, I was talking, but
the ghost of Rob speaks.
But the beauty of our system is that we do have people who will call in to listen. That is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people will call in, or because we do take guests, you do have people call in who might have a question, and it's not the actual guest.
Right.
You bring them on, and that is the beauty of live podcasting.
This is true. Yeah. So, I'm not sure what's happening.
We'll let it ride out.
Okay. That's fine. Oh, if it is our guest, I do apologize. So,
well, and
on that note.
You know what's about it too is when we put the podcasting out, we have actually been editing a final product, you know, so we can edit the final product out. So if we say, hey, is this the guest? And it's, you know, it's clearly not the guest, then, you know, we could always edit it out. But I think we'll write it off right now. And I don't think when they do their podcasting, they do it live.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did see that they did a live Halloween special.
Oh, they did they?
And that is going to be another question, is why.
You know what? And guess who pops into the queue?
Our guest. Well, I'll save the question. So we have Gary Barnage on tonight, former NFL, I'm going to say superstar because he's on the line, and new podcasters. We got to get to the bottom of this podcast.
Yes, we do. And I'm going to go ahead and bring him in live. Bringing him in live right now. Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing fantastic. We were just going over some important, super important material that we had these crazy important questions for you tonight.
We do.
I love it.
I'm not sure if they're really going to be that hard hitting and crazy as, you know, the anticipation that you have right now, but they're going to be there. So I have a theory, and I'm pretty sure you're going to shoot down the theory, really fast. You know, this is just me spitballing an idea here.
No, it's just Rob's wishful thinking, but that's okay. Go ahead, Rob.
So hear me out here. So we're going to jump right into this podcasting thing. What my thought process was is that maybe what sparked your mind on, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, on the whole podcasting thing was the fact that you had such an enjoyable time the last time you called into our live show that you were like, you know what I need to do is I need to have my own podcast because that was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my entire life.
I'll give you 2% of that.
Hey, that's 2% more than I thought he was going to get. So there you go.
That's one of those, so you're saying there's a chance comments, you know, like response.
Exactly.
Wow. You just made his night. Thank you, Gary. made his night.
You know, it's funny enough is we had a guest on, last week we had a Halloween special, and it was like an impromptu Halloween special. Like I call Nikki, like, what, like, 4 hours ahead. I'm like, hey, guess what? We got a Halloween special. She's like, you're shitting me. I'm like, no, we really do. And the woman had it was Bridget Marquardt. I don't know if you know who she is from The Girls Next Door. And she was originally on Live Paranormal like 7 years ago, and now she's a paranormal podcaster. So I had that same question for her. She just laughed. She didn't say yes or no. So I thought it was fresh in my mind, so I thought I would give it to you as well.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'll give you 2%.
There you go. He couldn't ask for more.
I was thinking more like 10 to 15%, but I'll take 2%. It's kind
we'll
of
take it.
It's painful, but I'll take it.
It's 2% more than you had last time you asked, so I think it's a win for you, Rob.
Well, you know, he could have hung up as well, you know, which was the other thing.
He's like, thanks for the idea. Click no.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I guess then my next question is, what really got you going on the podcast? What was like? Where did you come up with the idea? I want to know all about this podcast. It's intriguing to me, that even down to the name.
Yeah. So D'Angelo and I, we've posted a lot of viral video type stuff where we've done random things when we go to WrestleMania and stuff like that, and we always have conversations and funny things that happen to us on trips and things like that, and we've always been saying we'd want to do a podcast together. Like, we want to do something where we can talk about whatever we want to talk about with no guidelines, no certain topics we have to talk about. Because if you do something with football, NFL-wise, you have to always talk football. Well, we don't want to always talk about football. We talk about all kinds of things. So we wanted to have something different. And because there's not much – you have a lot of podcasts out there nowadays, but they – usually stick in one realm of things. They don't really branch out a bunch and talk about a bunch of other stuff. We want to talk about any and everything. We're not going to be PC with our comments. We're not going to be none of that stuff. We're just going to speak how we feel, talk about topics. And just, if people get offended when we get to that point, hey, we're just talking. We're not going to tell anybody they have to do something or anything like that. It's just, we don't feel like there's nothing out there else or like that. Howard Stern would be the closest, and I don't really know anything else like him out there. He just talks about any and everything and whatever he wants to. And it's just, it's entertaining. And that's the thing, is we want to have topics that are engaging and might push the boundary. Like when the presidency comes up, we're going to be talking politics. People are not going to like certain things that are said. Some people are going to like it, but it's just something we want to bring up the conversation, because as athletes, people only think of us, oh, we only play football, so we must only talk about football. We have a bunch of other thoughts and things we like and enjoy, and we just want to give other people a chance to talk about that too, because we're eventually going to have guests on, other athletes, and others, and they're not going to talk about sports when they're on. They're going to talk about other things, because let you people actually get to know these athletes versus just who they see on TV. And as for the name Cinnamon and Sugar, obviously D'Angelo's black, I'm white. We were just doing a little play on words with the cinnamon and sugar. And a lot of it also is D'Angelo's tough to handle at times, hence the cinnamon. People can't really do the cinnamon challenge because they have to spit it out and all that kind of stuff. And D'Angelo's tough to handle at times. He can't. He says what he wants, does what he wants, and people don't like some of the stuff he says. So that's the cinnamon, and I'm nice. I'm nice to everybody. I don't really ruffle any feathers, hence the sugar aspect. So we played on to that aspect as well, and just a little pun with it, and it's been fun, and it's a good time, and it's just something that we're enjoying doing right now.
I love it.
Well, you know what? I feel like even though use the name, that's like the kind of name we should have with our podcast, because it's the same thing. Like, Nicole is really hard to handle. I'm really nice.
I am.
You know, I'm really, you know, nice to everybody.
And, I'm blunt.
I think maybe it's something that we need to explore a name change or something.
Well, you always say fire and ice.
I do say fire and ice. You know, that's
right.
That's kind of like a sports analogy. But you know, we definitely have that fire and ice, and it's so
it works. It works. So I know your podcast is going to be awesome because people love that. You know, one person just kind of is blunt and says it how it is, and the other kind of is like, oh boy, and tries to, you know, kind of smooth it out sometimes maybe. And people
seem
to be entertained. I know.
Yeah, and a lot of it with us is our banter back and forth is something we've always had, and to be able to bring it to a podcast, it's just going to make it more fun for everybody to listen to, because people already laugh about our videos and how we interact with each other in general. So to be able to bring it to more people, and we have a bunch of little stories about stuff that happens when we travel and nobody knows about it, and it's just funny stuff that happens, but people always ask about that kind of stuff, and so now we're going to be able to give it to people to hear.
Right. I love it.
Well,
I'm excited.
I think for next year, we're going to have to do a live paranormal investigation. And I know two people who you need to call. And we need to do like massive, like, need to team up and create huge, like, Halloween special between my podcast and your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be an amazing idea.
Oh, I think it'd be awesome. The only problem would be D'Angelo is terrified of ghosts. He believes in them. He won't go near it. He won't do anything because he doesn't want to bring anything home. I'm the opposite. I don't believe in any of it. I want to experience it. So we want to do stuff like that. And the thing is, like, if we do it, the whole thing would be, oh, we're going to play off how he's not here. He's a baby and all that kind of stuff and call him out. And he's all game for it. But that's the thing. And that's the fun part of it. Like, there's things that he believes, things I don't believe in, and it just makes it that much more fun to bring into an arguing aspect on a podcast or a discussion way.
Yes.
I love it. We can handle that. I think that would be right up our alley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, I think it's great. So I also think we need to, since we – you know, we have paranormal in our name, but yet we also are very general and do have a pop culture type of following. We should talk about having, you know, that podcast, if you're interested, carrying with us so you get even more listeners.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely something we can talk about and discuss, because obviously the more listeners we get, the better. The more listeners you get, the better. If we tap into both audiences, that's all good things for both sides.
Yep. Win-win.
Plus, I kind of put you on the spot, because if you would have been like, no, you know, then you would have been taken away from that sugar aspect. So, you know, I'm just kind of going off that.
He's like, I'll leave D'Angelo to shoot that one down.
Yeah. Off air, you can say whatever you want, but, you know. And it's actually funny because, you know, I know you semi, you know, well, I don't know you that well, but I sent a message to D'Angelo that one time, and I was like, hey, you know, you should come out and investigate, you know, the next time we go with Gary. And he sent a very funny and blunt response. So he must, that must be his just natural, like, makeup when it comes to, you know, he is that cinnamon. So I can see where you guys are definitely.
I love the name. It totally makes sense.
It does now. I was trying to figure it out, and I was like, is it one of those names that just like, but the thing was, is the fact that you had me trying to figure it out is what the perfect marketing.
It was a conversation starter for sure, because with the name, you're like, wait a minute. It's like not what you expect when you have two very successful football players. You don't think of, you know, necessarily Cinnamon and Sugar. You're like, what? You know, it gets the wheels turning, and then it gets the conversation started. And your head, you're like, what? So knowing the breakdown now, it totally makes sense. And again, I'm still intrigued because I know Rob and I have that kind of, you know, kind of communication relationship, you know, when it comes to I'm blunt and he is much more not blunt.
Subdued.
Yes, for sure.
Well, I think a lot of it's a balance. As long as you have a balance with each other, the relationship's what makes it that much better, and the conversation's that much. And I know how to be blunt at times, and that's where our banter comes from. I'm blunt with him on things that he might not agree with, and that's where that good banter comes. And we're quick-witted with each other, so we always got to keep each other on their toes, so you never know what the other's going to say, which just makes it that much more fun.
And now we're going to be in on all those inside jokes by tuning into the podcast, because you know they end up coming out. They come out on
definitely.
Air.
They always do.
And it's going to definitely be fun to hear about some of you guys' adventures and things that you guys have done and gone and done, and, you know, the aftermath of what you've gone and done, you know, the views of, you know, how everything went. It'll definitely be cool, for sure.
So what we'll have
to do,
though,
it's been good so far.
Based on what you told me, or, you know, you mentioned about him not being into like, doing a paranormal investigation or ghost hunt or whatever.
We totally have to drag him on one.
I think the surprise element would be there, like, hey, get in the car. We're going to go check this out or whatever. And then, you know, bring him.
Totally lie to him. And then we'll take and show up at a haunted location.
Yeah, you're like, hey, well, why are we in a bad
I have no problem putting him in that situation.
I love it.
Whatsoever.
Perfect.
Like filming it the entire time.
Right. And little mystery cam, you know, like, oh, hidden camera.
We're going to eat. And you're like,
point
why,
of view.
Why are you pulling into this old abandoned place? Like, no.
I'm trying to set my navigation, man.
This is the new hip restaurant.
I've got him on a Bigfoot hunt before. So
really?
Just trying to get him to the next step up. That's the tough part. Well, I don't believe in Bigfoot. He doesn't really believe in Bigfoot, but he's gone a few times. We've gone with people that 100% believe in Bigfoot, swear they've seen him. I can't say they haven't. Like, if they believe that much, that's so be it.
Right.
I want to see it myself.
Yeah.
I haven't experienced it yet. I've experienced one thing I can't explain, but I still don't believe. And the one thing I got experienced was, so where we go, there's a big valley covered in trees, everything. You can't get down to the bottom of it. And it's probably 150 feet down, maybe, and you can't even see the bottom because it's so weeded out and trees and bushes. Well, one of the techniques is, obviously, everybody knows the knock, and you have the yell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another one is throwing rocks. Throw rocks, and you see if anything gets thrown back. So I was throwing rocks down in the valley, and we had one thrown over our head from the bottom of the valley. That I can't explain, but I still don't believe it.
I'm intrigued.
So it's intriguing, and it makes me want to go back and keep looking. Same with ghosts. Like, I haven't experienced anything ghost hunting, but when I went to Mansour Reformatory and took my aunt and my family, my aunt had her earring pushed out of her ear. I wasn't with her because we split up and went into groups of three, but she swears on everything she had it pushed out of her ear and it fell on the ground. So that intrigues me more, wants me to experience more. It has not happened to me yet, though.
All in good time. It will.
I'm waiting. You know,
uh-huh.
We've had that idea of having you come out to that bed and breakfast. That might be the perfect situation for that for D'Angelo. Be like, hey, guess what? We're going to take a little bit of vacation, hit up some of the, you know, the sites and stuff. I got a cool bed and breakfast. And we just won't say that it's in the top five most haunted bed and breakfast in the United States.
I can get him locked in because I can get his wife on my side. And if she gets on my side, he's going to have to go. And then he has no choice. And then we can spring it on him at that spur of the moment and then see how he handles it.
love it.
You could be there and be like, oh my God, I didn't know you were going to be here. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen you in ages.
And what are the odds?
Exactly.
And then just have a camera guy filming in the beside, you know.
Just have somebody with their cell phone pointed upward, you know, like they're holding it in their hand, but they're really recording. Ooh, you're alive. I love it.
We
That's
could
amazing.
Do this we could do it live. We could make a big production out of this. This is good. So now we rely on
I get his wife on board, I can get it done, I think.
Let's get those wheels turning because I've got the place. I can make it happen. You just got to get the wife on board and let's get this done. This would be great.
Well, and it's one of those places that, like, I think if the wife is on board for just, like, seeing him, like, you know.
The uncomfortable
like,
factor.
The uncomfortable factor, you got that. But then on top of it, you have the fact that it is a bed and breakfast where.
So you're not necessarily lying. You're just keeping the details all, not all the details are being given, just some.
Like you could get a wife on board just to go because it's not a bad place to go, you know. No matter what your economic background, you know, it's just a decent, you know, it's fun. It's a bed, nice bed and breakfast. So it's like, it would be win-win.
What else is around
for her?
What else is
everything.
Around? So I can make sure I can say, hey, they have this around there. We can do. It's just we can make a little trip here and see this thing.
You can do. You could do the Civil War. I mean, you could go to
the
battlefield.
The most historic city, I think, in the country, in Gettysburg. You know, so there's tons of stuff going on in Gettysburg. And if, you know, if Gettysburg isn't the angle, then, you know, we can find a different angle.
It's not that far from Hershey Park.
Hershey Park and Baltimore.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Baltimore is not necessarily the best place to go anymore. It's
we do have a great aquarium in Baltimore.
Aquarium.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd travel to go to the
aquarium.
But there's other
kids.
Stuff, you know.
For his kids. It's for his kids.
Boom.
They could take the kids to the aquarium.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Well, and all kidding aside, though, in Gettysburg, there is a lot of stuff to do. You know,
there is.
You know,
there
people do vacate. It's a vacation spot. It's a vacation destination for, I guess, history buffs.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all
or
for
you
it.
Or you go to Hershey. Or you go to Hershey Park and get a bunch of chocolate and they have the amusement park. That's like, what, 35 minutes away?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you could do Dutch country. Lancaster is not that far away. You could really just absorb in all these different things as your factor.
Oh, we could definitely figure something out.
And we just
out,
so happen to be staying in Gettysburg, so we can kind of tie it all together and put a big bow on it that happens to be perhaps a, you know, ones with little ghosts on it.
stream it all live.
Surprise.
I'd be all
like
for
it.
Hopefully you didn't tell him to listen tonight because that would be the...
No, I have not told him. Because
we would put up
would
a different one and act like this never
happened.
Conversation
went on.
Yeah. No one's ever heard this story.
Nope. What story? That was my other friend, D'Angelo, not you. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
So many Garys.
Right. It wasn't me. Okay.
So I know you've done how many episodes now? Four podcasts.
We've done five. We had our Halloween special technically doesn't count because it's a special. We're gonna do one every holiday. On the day of the holiday and release it on that holiday. So that way we have it. It's just something that we want to do that's different. So we'll have a Thanksgiving one. We'll have a Christmas one. So this is something that we're going to do, but we're going to try and keep them going every week. So it's a different topic, different things. We're eventually going to get to ghosts. We're going to get to politics, religion. We're going to get to all aliens. We're going to get to everything. We're going to have fan topics that we talk about. We're going to do questions from the fans to ask each of us. So we're going to have a bunch of stuff coming up, and then we'll have guests eventually. So we're going to keep improving and keep doing more. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's been fun so far, so we're really enjoying it.
Very cool.
Are you going to hit the obscure holidays as well? Because I used to try to hit the obscure holiday specials, and then once Nikki came on board, she was like, no, that's stupid, and then I'll stop. My friend Dustin and I, he was on Ghost Hunters, and we have a very similar personality. We always had a huge Groundhog Day special, and for no point really, we don't know why we did it. It went on for like 3 or 4 years, and then Nikki got involved. She's like, "Nah, we're not doing that anymore. That's stupid," you know. But I highly recommend doing like the more obscure holidays, and make a big special about
it. Well, not only that, but then people will be so confused.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna do some Valentine's Day. I think we're gonna do like a St. Patty's Day, obviously Independence Day, 4th of July stuff. Like we're gonna do those type of things, and we're gonna try to do something. We won't probably do a crazy amount. Like probably won't do a Groundhog Day, but we are gonna do some smaller holidays that don't get the recognition, just because why not? And it just gives us more stuff to talk about.
I have all the graphics and stuff if you happen to want to do a Groundhog's Day. Yeah, they're on file.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know why we picked that day, but it was something that we did. I'm sure there's a backstory that we thought was completely hilarious. But it's always difficult when someone doesn't think you're hilarious and they come on board and veto everything that you –
Get over it.
We might be bringing that back up, so maybe we should have you on for our Ground Project special.
He's like, I'm busy that day.
I don't even know what
really
day Groundhog Day is.
I don't know either, but
it is actually February 2nd.
Wait, the funny thing is you actually know what day Groundhog Day is, but you vetoed the Groundhog Day special?
I did. Maybe I'm celebrating, okay?
No,
I know what the day is.
See, I didn't even know what day it was. And I had
That just shows what level of dork I am that I knew know that. But I do. And it came in handy.
I think we need to bring that back now that
I'm a secret fan of Groundhog Day. Now the secret is out. Look at that. That's why I was too busy to do the special. I was doing my Groundhog Day celebration that no one ever. But yeah.
Well, so how can people find, what's the easiest way for people to find this podcast?
So the easiest way would just be on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify, or you can just go to the hosting site we use is Podbean. And if you just search Cinnamon and Sugar, I think we're the only thing that shows up. So, and then we also have a YouTube, Cinnamon and Sugar as well, or some of our viral videos. And then all of our holiday specials are going to be videoed. So we're going to have posts of videos as well. So those will be on our YouTube. So I think that's just the main thing. That's where it's all going to be. Just keep it up every week. And if you subscribe to it, you'll get a notification every day that we post one.
Awesome. You know, I'm heading over there right now, right? doing it as we speak.
And if you ever want to do a live podcast too, you know, we can work that in on our network. It could be as great as this one.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I think there could be something down the road we definitely look into.
Yeah. You could say call it.
We haven't really messed up. Our editing really doesn't take long.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, and I always said that if you mess up or if something, you know, you want to
take
away. Just play it off.
You just play it off. We don't edit it really either. A couple of times, like, when we have a set show that, like, you know, the caller might not call in right away and there's a little dead time or whatever, we'll take that part out. But normally it's hassle-free because we just don't edit it. And I think that's raw.
Well, our main thing is we have intro music, and then we also have a whole section of a little song, that little thing that plays for our story time that we do at the end of our episodes, where one of us tells a story about NFL times or something to do with us, so just a story. And then we also have a mute button that has to get hit. So that has to be added in, so where we can mute the other one and they can't talk for 20 seconds and we hit the floor for 20 seconds. So we have little things that we have to put in there. So it doesn't take much editing, but for the most part, we don't cut really anything out. It's just putting in those sound effects and stuff.
Love it.
Well, I'm really pleased that we don't have that mute button, because I have a feeling that I would never be on air.
Poor Bob. It would be bad.
Well, you only get one mute per podcast, per episode, so you have to use it wisely.
Ooh.
We should.
Oh, gosh.
That.
And only one's been used. Yeah. I used it on D'Angelo one time. He has not used one on me, and I haven't used another one on him yet. So.
Can you save them?
No.
Freshen
up every time. You get one mute per episode.
See, it doesn't bank like, you know, like your minutes used to on your cell phone, Rob. You can't
nope.
have the bank
so
of
you just
mute.
Get a chill.
No. Yep. The one or none. That's the method. One or none.
Does the other person know they've been muted, or do they just keep going and they, no one can hear them?
No, so
then
we
that
stay
would be
mute.
More fun.
We tell them mute, and
oh,
then they know
okay.
they have to stop.
See, Bob wouldn't stop, so it would be like a pointless word. I'd just be like, mute, 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 mute. He'd be like, nope. Yeah. So it's good that you guys play fair.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
if he says something
part.
You don't like, or you say something he doesn't like, it just allows us
right.
to, hey, mute, nope, it's my turn to have the floor. You can't say that anymore, and you get your point across.
It does. It definitely does. We're so going to have to try that. But I have to reserve the right to have multiple mutes, Rob. There's so many times I want to cut you off, and I'm just like, oh,
I just
God.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't be on the show at all. I'd just be like talking, and then me talking.
It'd be the Nikki show.
I would think I was on air, but it would be just me talking to nobody. I'm like, why doesn't anyone ever respond to what I'm saying? And I just keep going, not knowing the difference. But
it would be great.
This is a bad idea. So on top of your podcast, I know you also have you do a lot of work in the community. What your foundation? What do you do with your foundation?
So I have American Football Without Barriers, which we go overseas, do free football camps for kids, visit schools, orphanages, hospitals, and just give back to other communities outside of the U.S. because a lot of these kids don't get the opportunities that we have here in the U.S. So we were just trying to help build the sport internationally and give them an opportunity to play something that they enjoy to watch and make sure they're doing it the right way. So we teach them the proper way of tackling, of taking care of their body, eating, and the lifestyle it takes, and how you have to take care of working out, all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure they know all that, and then we meet with the coaches, go over it all with them too, and then we put them through sessions, and it's just a good time. We bring 15 NFL players, and we have some retired guys go, and we take in the cultures and the sites that there are to see there, and then also doing the humanitarian part and the football part. So it just makes it a good trip, and we're going on our 8th camp this year. So we're excited about it.
Awesome.
So that's if you're going to volunteer your time, that's your foundation is the one to volunteer with because you get to go on a great trip.
Yeah, it's a blast. Everybody always wants
I've
to come
seen
back
some
and
of the
do
places.
It again. So we've been
very
to
cool.
China, Brazil, Turkey, Finland, Egypt, Portugal, Germany, and this year we're going to Hungary.
Wow, that's awesome.
And how do you find, like, how do you recruit your location? Like, how do you pick
your
location? Do people apply?
Yeah, so we send out proposals to all these countries that we have contacts in. And we say, hey, we have interest in going to your country. Just send back a proposal of how many people you have playing, the field situations, all that kind of stuff. So that way we can pick and figure out because we want to help build the sport and help it grow. So, like for example, when we went to China, they had 6 teams playing. Since we've left, and that was our first camp, they have over 17 teams now. So they more than doubled
wow.
how many teams they had playing since we've been there. And that's what it's all about. And I'll give you another example. When we went to Portugal, part of our humanitarian part, we had some kids that were displaced by fires in the country. So they came out to us, and we did an extra camp just for them. We did like a little quick camp with them, spent time with them, and they had so much fun. We got an email 4 days after they got back home, and they're starting their own flag football program over there because of what they experienced with us. That's the kind of change
that's
we
cool.
want, and that's what we're excited about, and that's why we do it.
That's awesome.
Now, do you have a particular like rewarding experience outside of the one you just told us that you find that like you keep going back to, or is that you know pretty much it with the kids who were displaced? Do you have something else that really?
Well, we've had 3 kids that get opportunities to come to the U.S. We had 2 we brought over from China to do D'Angelo's football camp. One was offered a D2 scholarship on the spot, and he turned it down
wow.
because he wanted to go to Stanford for schooling. But the fact he was given that opportunity, he would have never have gotten
mm-hmm.
that if we didn't go over there and do the camp. He would have never been given that a chance. And then when we went to Egypt, we had a tight end that was given a preferred walk-on at UAB, and he turned it, I don't know if he turned it down or whatnot, but because of the cost that would have cost him to move over there for the preferred walk-on. But the fact that he was even given a chance to be a preferred walk-on from Egypt, knowing that he'd never had a chance to play college football in Egypt, that's the kind of stories we want to get more of, because they don't recruit for football internationally. They do for football or for basketball and baseball, but not football. So we're trying to change that and give kids everywhere an opportunity to play college sports and hopefully someday get to the NFL from another country by way of our going to our camps and getting noticed and stuff like that.
Well, they had that World Football League, didn't they, back like in the 90s?
Yeah, they had Europe football and stuff like that, and they closed down. And that's what people don't understand. Football is huge in these other countries. Germany, when we went last year, they have a huge following for football. Also in Finland, Finland has a pro football Hall of Fame for their Finland players that they've been playing professional football since the 70s there. But nobody would know that. We didn't even know that until we started talking to Finland. But, like, football is huge in these other countries, and then they're just not getting the love that they should be getting because it's just – it's. I don't know why nobody's bringing it up, why people aren't going there and helping, but that's why we're trying to do it.
No, that's pretty cool. It kind of takes probably everything that you love, all your passions, into one foundation, I guess. No, I think that would be really rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it sounds like some cool trips too. You know, see the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Good. Like we had a snowball fight on the Great Wall of China. We played catch on the pyramids. We've been up in Copacabana Beach in Brazil. We did up to the Christ the Redeemer and took pictures up there. And we went dog sledding in Finland. Snowmobiling, like just things that you wouldn't usually get to do or you don't think about doing, we do it even more on these trips. And that's what we want. We want you to take in the culture as well for the athletes, because some of them have never traveled out of the country. So when we go, we want them to appreciate what they're seeing and see everything that the country has to offer. And because there's so many beautiful countries in this world, and people are scared to travel nowadays because of stuff they see on the media. And it's not like that in these places. Like, there's so much beauty out there, and people just don't want to travel and see it. And I think that's something people are missing out on. There's so many places that everybody should go see at least once, and so much stuff out there to see. And I'm really enjoying it because I've traveled myself. I've been to 40 countries so far, so I'm still counting, still working. So it's just an enjoyment thing. And to be able to do what we do with the nonprofit of helping kids play American football and just helping kids in the schools, orphanages, hospitals and stuff, that's all a bonus on top of the traveling aspect.
That's awesome.
And where is your next camp?
So we're going to Hungary in February.
Right. And so when you put those together, there's someone in Hungary who had contacted you, or you kind of, you know, you put feelers out there. What are the age brackets of the kids that come out? You know, because you mentioned the kids getting scholarships, obviously they'd be more, you know, advanced than young kids, or do you take kids at any age? Is there an age breakdown, or do you pretty much leave it open?
We actually do all ages. So we have a younger camp with younger kids. We have the middle-aged kids, the high school age-wise, and then we also have the adults, because they have adult leagues. So these people are playing the sport that are 28, 30. They have their own leagues that they're playing in, so they come out because they want to learn more too. And we just make sure we teach them everything we can. And then on top of it, one thing we started in Turkey for our first time was we started doing women's camps. So we had women coming out, and it's been awesome.
Cool.
We've had a women's camp every time we went. We've had a women's camp now since Turkey. So that's 2, 4, 5 years now we've had women's camps. And we're going to keep that going every year because it shows that, hey, women can play this sport too, because they are playing it. They're playing tackle football in Finland. They're playing tackle football in Germany. They enjoy that. They play flag football in Turkey and in Egypt. So, like, and in Portugal, they play the flag as well. So, like, just being able to have the opportunity to learn the sport as well, and it gives them another sport to bring team in and bring people, because it brings you together. Sports bring you together, and you make new friends that you might not have made in general. So it's just an amazing experience, and it's just so much fun.
And when it comes to sports in different countries, when you go to these different countries, is there like, you know, a sport that you get introduced to that you might not have even known existed? That like, I've seen and I've talked to people from all over, and they're like, yeah, we play this. And I'm like, I've never heard of that. You know, is there anything that you've been like introduced to that maybe you didn't even know existed just from your travels?
No sport wise that I've really been introduced to yet. We went to a hockey game. Obviously everybody knows hockey. Went to a hockey game in Finland. I am not a hockey fan at all. I don't understand the sport. I'm not a fan of it, but I had a good time at it because that's one of their huge sports there. And we met the people that we met the team and everything like that. And just having that time with them and spending time with them, I have a better appreciation of it because I don't understand the sport. I don't enjoy it, but it is an amazing sport to like for them to be able to play and to watch in general terms in person. It's awesome. And it takes a lot of talent to be able to do what they're doing. And I'd really never gave it a chance before, and it gives me more to give them a chance because of that, because I wouldn't get that opportunity. Same with, like, Germany. We went to a soccer game. I don't really watch soccer other than the World Cup, and I went to a soccer game, and I had a blast because it's so much different when you see and everybody that's around, that's their sport. That's their go-to sport. Everything is about that, and then experiencing that whole stadium rocking when they scored a goal, that's just a whole nother feeling, and that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on this evening.
And,
you know, I hope maybe it'll lead to some fun stuff down the road. I think we have a couple opportunities to, you know, do some ghost hunting together and maybe some mm-hmm. podcasting together. You know, hopefully we'll be able to stream that live, the very first investigation of D'Angelo. That would be... Mm-hmm. That would be pretty amazing. And maybe we can even get you to be a believer because
yes.
I tend to take that personally. We do a lot of events and ghost hunts, and I always try to find that one person that is completely skeptical to the point. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, where you're coming from is you're skeptical, but yet you're willing to, there's a little bit of open-mindedness there. So, you know.
I'm very open-minded. I want to experience it. I'm skeptical to the aspect of I don't believe it until I'm going to see it or experience it. But I'm not going to tell you you're lying or you're wrong because I don't know what you experienced. I can't say that.
Right.
I want to experience it, so I have my own belief.
I love it. When it comes to the stuff that we believe, you know, and I think we're so, you know, we do it often. You know, to the point of like weekly, but sometimes daily. But it's the point where I think we even try to get extreme validation before we could even say it's paranormal. You know, mm-hmm. I had sent you a clip because I've been trying to get you to come out to the place in Gettysburg where we had Creepy Stan. I think I sent you that. You watched that, correct?
Correct.
So, you know, what we find interesting about that is we find it to be intelligent because we were calling it creepy, and then it picked up that word and responded. You know, that's what it gave in our response. You know, and I find it has to be something like that for us to even consider. It has to be somewhat intelligent based on what we are asking or are talking about at the time mm-hmm. for us to really grab a hold of it and run with it. You know, we don't just say, get a random word or a random something and then just run with it. The fact that, you know, she was saying, man, you're creepy, and, you know, said creepy multiple times before we asked its name and it said it came out with Creepy Stan, you know, I find that highly interesting that we would have a response with the names we were, you know, particularly calling it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we look for that, you know, just kind of, you know, I'm skeptical as well. But there's stuff like that I can't answer how that happened or why we got that kind of response because it's an intelligent response.
Mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I will
so
say,
is that
the
kind
of
thing you're... Go ahead.
I was going to say, even if we can't get D'Angelo to do it in the first January, February range, I will make a trip in January or February. You set it up. I'll make a trip, and then we can still work on the D'Angelo aspect as well. So you can count on
Perfect.
Either January or February time. If we can get a trip, I'll make a trip for sure, for me at least, and then we can still rework on the D'Angelo as well.
You got it.
And we can call Preeti Stan and see if he's open. Get him involved.
Get him scheduled, right? Just make an appearance, yeah. I'll even bring my foul mouth to get him riled up to do it.
Well, yeah. And you know, and we can hit we can make like a multiple trips to different places. You know, there's some places we can hit that, you know, depending on how much time you want to spend, maybe, you know, a day or two, we could hit, you know, four places in 2 days, you know, or a day, you know. So I don't forget four places in one day, but we could hit multiple places if you're going to. Don't put anything past this.
Yeah.
No, I got you. My comment's gonna be for it's gonna be for 2 to 3 days and leave on the 4th. So you'd have me for 2 to 3 days, and I'd probably leave on the 4th. So that would be what I would try and plan. But it all depends on what we got. If I experience stuff, maybe I want to stay longer. So I'm not opposed to that either.
Well, we can make that happen.
Yep. For sure.
I'm all for it.
We will. We'll because right within like a 2 to 3 hour radius, there's a lot of places that we can go to.
Yeah.
You know, so. Mm-hmm. Or even if we just stick right in that city, there's like a lot of places you can just walk to.
Yeah.
So we'll be good.
I'm actually gonna be going to Colorado this off season during the players' off season and visiting all my buddies that plays. And I'm going to stay at the hotel the Shining's based off of. So I'm doing that this offseason for sure. So
that's awesome. You have to let us know how that goes.
Yeah, that's
on
my bucket list.
I want to go there.
Planning on...
Mine too. That's awesome. I'm jealous.
I've heard good things about there. We've streamed live from there before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know people have captured stuff from there.
Yes. So it should be good too, for sure.
Well, we definitely, like I said, we appreciate you coming on. People will go and sign up for your podcast, and
and we'll put that link. We'll put those links that you had mentioned, definitely in our description. So for afterwards, you know, when we share it again, it'll have all that information.
I appreciate it.
Hopefully you'll see a major influx of subscribers.
Yes.
We'll love that.
Not,
I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on, too.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I appreciate it. We'll be in touch, and hopefully we'll investigate together soon.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So January, February,
awesome.
For sure. So you can count
on
it.
All right. I'm holding you to it.
And don't forget that.
You
know,
can.
I
will be there.
Okay.
You know what we could do? Let's just, you mentioned January, February. You know what happens on February 2nd now? It's Groundhog's Day. We could make a whole thing about it.
Well, you know, it's not that far away.
I will be at a bachelor party on February 2nd. So I'll be in
Arizona.
See,
he's got Groundhog's Day plans. He's got Groundhog's Day plans. Oh, man. Well, we will definitely work that out and get with you on your schedule and make that happen for sure. And it would be awesome. And thank you again for coming on. And everyone go over there and
thank you all very
subscribe.
Much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye.
I thought we had something built there for Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, I know, but we're pushing too hard for Groundhog Day. Not everyone sees the excitement that you do, evidently.
I don't even know why I'm excited or why I was excited by Groundhog's Day. I think the fact that you told me it was dumb, I remember that like 4 or 5 years ago, like it was yesterday.
You probably just caught me on an off day.
That's true, because there's a lot of times I call you and say, hey, how are you? And you're like, you're dumb.
Ah!
I haven't even said anything yet.
Like, I'm like, you don't have to. I already know. That inner psychic.
You actually did that to me, I think, yesterday. I was like, hey. And you're like, that's dumb. And I'm like, what? You're like, I already know what you're going to say. And it was. I don't even know if it was what I was going to say.
It was justified in its dumbness. I don't even know what you were probably going to say, but I already knew.
No, you didn't. You're like, it's enough. It's what you were going to say was dumb. I was off put a little bit.
You cried a little. I know. It's okay. You can admit it.
Okay. You know what's funny is people are probably listening like, oh my God, they're banter and they joke around so much. But that legitimately happened. I forget what it was, the scenario, but I called you and I was like, hey, and you're like, whatever, that's dumb. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything yet. And you're
and
like,
I said, you didn't have to. I already knew.
Yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure anyone who knows me and who knows you and knows, you know, our conversations could put that. It's definitely something that could have came out of my mouth and probably legit.
I'm crying now on the inside. And
I know you are. It's okay. You do every day. It's okay.
I've tried to tone down the crying and I don't know. Some when you rehash stuff like being told you're dumb when you haven't even spoken anything yet. You're nuts.
Hey, I might say, you know.
You know what
to be that inner psychic, you know, premonition.
You know what the beauty of it is that I can laugh about it.
Now you can.
Oh yeah, I was definitely thinking something else at the time.
Mm-hmm. Probably best that you left that to yourself.
Yeah, it had to do with something that rhymes with the sign that you have on your door.
I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But if, you know, if the shoe fits, you just got to go ahead and wear it.
Yeah, if both shoes fit, too. And a matching shirt and whatever else.
Mm-hmm. True. True. You do have to own it. But I know that we're coming here to the end of the show. Do you want to give any tidbits of info away in regards to any upcoming live streams, or do you want to leave them guessing?
We will be live streaming. Soon.
That's so vague. Woohoo, juicy tidbit there.
So here's the deal. Is on top of our radio shows, we have also started live streaming investigations more frequently to the point of we have been traveling to destinations and staying super late and then just departing and for one day. Usually we try to wrap in 2 days, but if we can even get a one day in, we've been doing that. And that's something we didn't naturally do because it's a lot and it's, you know, it makes the next day exhausting.
Really,
we've been having, you know, a good time with it. We came and did an investigation last weekend that we did the Haunted Museum. And this weekend we will be coming to you live on Friday.
Yes.
And I'm not going to tell you where yet because there might be two locations. There might be three. You don't know.
And we don't know yet.
The best part about it is we have been in talks now with 6 or 7 different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to be streaming every other weekend and sometimes maybe every week depending on our schedules because we have the locations and we're ready to go.
That's right. So everyone, keep an eye out for that. You could probably tune in, you know, on our Facebook page. Go over there, make sure you like, follow, and all that good stuff on there. And stay tuned, of course, for all of our new shows that we have here on Live Paranormal. And we'll be constantly adding more, our live entertainment streaming, and definitely tune in next week and catch out our show, you know, because we're on a streak now. We're not going to try to break it. So, again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we are down to the wire. So you all have a great week, and remember, tune in on Friday for a live stream. Or two. Or three.
Or four.
Yep. Bye, guys. Have a good one.